due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I did step down as executive director. I'm done. You're right. After I structure these matches tonight, I'm done. But the good news is, 15 minutes ago, I was activated as a wrestler on the show. What? So the last match that I want to structure tonight is going to be Kurt Angle versus MVP, one-on-one, in a street fight.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist and TNA superstar Kurt Angle, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans and Rochesterians alike. Hey, welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 10th. Second Saturday of the new year of 2015. Holidays today, real quick. There's only two. Houseplant Appreciation Day and Peculiar People Day. Man, say that. There's six times fast. Peculiar People Day. Maybe people who are appreciating houseplants are peculiar people. It could be. Hey, real quick, birthdays today. Someone old school fans might know, Colonel DeBeers, a.k.a. Ed Wiskowski, 70 today. Pistol Pez Watley would have been 64 today. He passed away in 2005. Former guest of ours on the show, Marcus Buff Bagwell, is 45. And new, I believe he's part of, what's the show called again? Gigolos?
Gigolos?
Gigolos on Showtime.
Buff and his stuff.
Buff and his stuff. He is 45 today. Looks great for a 45-year-old man. And another past guest of the show who was actually an in-studio guest, Brian Grandmaster Sexay Lawler, is 43 today. One more birthday. Someone that we all love and we all have deep lust in our heart for, Tamina Snuka, is 37 today.
Thinking of love of my daughter.
And Trent Beretta is 43. So, happy birthday to all those wrestlers. Real quick, the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us January 25th. I believe that is 2 weeks from tomorrow for WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastern Road. Yes, we are back there for WWE pay-per-views. So come join us 2 weeks from tomorrow for the Royal Rumble. We'll be there. We'll have maybe some stuff to give away. Who knows? I mean, something went on sale this morning. I'm going to talk about it in just a second. We might have some of those with us, you know. Of course, there's never cover for WWE pay-per-views. Come join us Sunday, January 25th for the WWE's Royal Rumble. And we'll probably even explain before that day how we gamble on this or how we personally have wagers on these matches. And there's a way to do it.
We don't gamble. We enhance the entertainment.
Yeah, it's the same way that people do the
all-natural enhancement.
Yeah, like the NCAA basketball brackets. It's the same kind of way people bet on those. We bet on the Royal Rumble. And we'll talk about that as we get closer. But come join us Sunday, January 25th, for the WWE's Royal Rumble. I want to thank everybody who came out last Saturday for UFC 182. Yes, Jon Jones has gotten some trouble since then, but, man, he really dominated that fight against Daniel Cormier. He has some personal problems he's got to clean up, but, man, thank you guys for coming down. The place was packed, more than packed. It's almost uncomfortably packed at that point, which is good.
That was a song by Pink Floyd, right?
Uncomfortably packed, maybe. Something like that. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun, and great fights the whole night. And thank you guys for coming down. We will be down there for UFC 183 the end of the month. That would be the 31st, the day before the Super Bowl. And that, I'm sorry, the big game. Oops, did I say something I'm going to get sued for?
No, you were just talking about for lunch you're planning on having a superb bowl of soup.
Something like that, yeah. And at Salvatore's at the garage door. But we'll be there for 183. We could see Anderson Silva make his return against Nick Diaz. That will be a lot of fun. So come on down, join us then. Come join us the Saturday before, Sunday before for the Royal Rumble. And please go to Salvatore's. Is a great menu. It's not more than just pizza. It's more than just wings. It's all sorts of things. We get all sorts of salads and pasta and even adult beverages.
You know, for one that's not here, I'll say garlic bread. But really, the money you could spend on the network or getting the pay-per-view, you come, you watch the pay-per-view for free.
Yeah.
You use that money to get great food. How is that not a perfect night?
It is. And you can bring your friends down, get a table, have a, you know, and do some little adult gambling on it. Possibly, if you know how to do it. But, hey, welcome to the show today. Let me introduce the cast and crew. I am the cash man, Richie Rich. I am here with DC Dan Cole, and that's it.
That's about it.
And that's it today. It's just going to be an intimate show with
Hey, these
cash
intimate
and Dan,
shows
cash
are
and
the
DC.
Best ones.
Cash and DC's intimate ramblings on the Pain Clinic this week. And DC, of course, you know you're sitting at the Twitter chair, as well as the texter chair. So you have to keep your eyes open for texts. You guys can call us at 222-1280, star 1280. It's a free call to get into the studio. Or you can text us at that number, too. Definitely text us. If you're shy. I haven't looked at the zip whip yet, as they call it, the texting device yet, but I'm sure that the people are going to be...
Don't be scared, people. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. Let's talk a little bit about...
Imagine we're rubbing your back with a velvet glove. No, wait. That's somebody else's gimmick.
Sorry. All right. I think I got my plugs out of the way because I didn't see anything from the Bill Gray's place. So,
not all yet. That matters is we have donuts from Donuts Delight. And I actually have to tell you, Cash Man, I had a nightmare last night that we were all gathered ready to do the Pain Clinic. And it was about like 15 minutes to showtime. And I look around, I go, wait a minute, did I forget the donuts? And everybody's like, yeah, you didn't. I'm like, I'll be back. And I left to go get the donuts.
But the donuts are here. So, I mean, is that a nightmare or a dream?
Well, not having the donuts was a nightmare, but I guess it encompassed all within a dream.
Very cool. Very cool. I like that. You know, I had a dream last night that I drove off the Driving Park Bridge. I fell, but not like in real life, like in, you know, when Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when he fell and he was just kind of falling forever in the car. That's what, and I was going to wake up before it hit the ground or the water. And it didn't actually kind of like land in the water.
Those are the worst.
Yeah. Okay. We got to take some calls because we do have lots of things to talk about. We got Thomas from Rochester. What's up, Thomas?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How you doing today, sir?
I'm pretty good, man. I just called about a little encounter I had a few days ago.
Okay.
So I'm at World Gym Rochester right there on East Ave. You know, I'm doing my thing.
Let me guess right now. The big hairy dude was there.
A big, very big hairy dude, Luke Harper, man.
I know. We know. Yeah. I mean, he's from Rochester, dude.
Yeah, I know he's from Rochester. I remember hearing you guys say that. So I was surprised. And I'm like, geez, this guy looks familiar. I got close. I'm like, man, that's Luke Harper.
Yeah.
He pretty much kept to himself, man. He didn't really, I guess nobody either pretty much knew who he was. But, I went and talked to him, man. I said I was a big fan. He was cool, man. Shook my hand, whatever. Got back right to his routine.
I was going to say, unless you know who he is, he just has that appearance about him where you wouldn't want to approach him.
Yeah, but, he did look pretty intimidating, man. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, if he pulls up like a horse and carriage or something, you know, or, you know he's let out of the back, you know, in handcuffs before he comes in, I guess I wouldn't mess with him, you know.
Or maybe a nice little white gown or something. He looked like Jesus or something. I don't know.
When you see him in real life, his hair's not nearly as frizzed out as much as it is on TV. So
I wonder how long he spends at makeup getting the hair teased.
Yeah, who knows? You got to ask him that, I guess, but... it's very cool. So, and he was nice to you and everything when you know, briefly you spoke to him. You know, nobody likes to be talked to in the gym. I shouldn't say that. I go to the gym.
I kept it pretty short and simple, man. I didn't want to, you know, ruin his routine or whatever he had going on. Who knows, you know. This and that may have been watching him or something. You know, oh, keep it clean, man. Don't talk to too many people. I don't know.
No, that's cool. You know what? Because I go to the gym and I'm getting stuck talking to people. And sometimes it turns my 1 hour gym visit to like a 2 hour gym visit. I don't mind that every once in a while, but, But did he have like earbuds in and stuff?
No, actually he didn't. He didn't have any earbuds in, man. He pretty much kept to himself. I had my earbuds in, but I took them off to talk to him. But I just, like I said, I kept it quick. Like I don't like being interrupted either, man. So
Well, now you know where he gets that buff body from. When you see him on TV every Monday night, he's out, and you know he probably gets some sort of endorsement, I'm sure, if the WWE would let him. You know,
see, I have this whole scene in my head though, just you know, knowing his background, like walking into the gym, seeing him pump out some curls or something, and every time he's like, yeah.
Right, that was cool, though, man. Cool. I'm actually headed there now. Who knows? Since Rowan's fired, maybe he'll be there now. I don't know.
Yeah, he lives in a shack in the behind his house.
Right.
Hey, thanks for calling, Thomas.
All right, you guys take care, man.
Take it easy. Wow, that's pretty. You know, I love those close encounters stories. If you guys have any of those, by the way, I neglected to say 11 minutes ago, WWE tickets went on sale for the house show here. I'm sorry, for the live event here in Rochester.
House show.
Team House Show. And, we will be there. We'll be giving some tickets away as we get closer to the date. I promise you that, but you can buy them right now online at Ticketmaster.com.
I was just gonna say, Cash, you know, I have to ask you, my 5-year-old nephew, who I'm pretty sure is listening because he just discovered wrestling.
Sure.
What do you think? 5 years old? Good time to take him to his first live event?
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, if he actually likes the ring action and the comedy, some of the comedy stuff that happens, then he'll have a great time. I mean, you know, it's a PG rated product, you know? Yeah. I mean, there's nothing bad about that. I don't think, you know, actually, if anything, the house shows are much more better action filled and work the audience better at times than TV, because TV, you're working for the cameras, not working really the audience. So
the other nightmare I had is that my nephew became a John Cena fan, and I just didn't know how to handle that.
You can nip that in the bud, right?
I'm trying. I think I may have made one of his favorite guys, Luke Harper.
Nice.
Because
you know where he goes after, to the gym?
Yeah, a little after Christmas, I sat down, put him on my lap, and we watched Ziggler Harper ladder match from TLC.
Nice. You know what? That is, put it on repeat and just watch it over and over.
Like one of these two guys.
Yeah, please. And you know, I gotta say something. We mentioned last Monday night show. Oh, by the way, you can buy your tickets now for the house show. I already mentioned that. You can go online, or you can go down to the box office, get close seats. The front rows are on sale, folks. Let's fill this place up. It's March 6th. It's a Friday night, a live show here in Rochester.
What more could you ask for? That's perfect.
Yeah, it's date night. Take your girl out. Go see them. You know what? And they said tickets start at $15. So, you know, start digging in the couch cushions. You find some change, you know. Take back those bottles. There, you got tickets right there.
Skip your morning coffee once a week until the show. And you'll have plenty of money.
No, you could also listen to this show every week. And when we start
maybe get some for free.
Maybe get some for free. Yeah.
Want a free ticket?
Yeah, a little bit. All right. Sorry, doing a little Family Guy. But yes, you could. So definitely, mark it down your calendar. Be prepared for it. We're going to have a good time. But I was going to mention one thing about Monday Night Raw. Great matches this past week. Show overall, not so good. But great matches on the show. I mean, so they were all like 2-1 most of the time. But we got to see ambulance match. That was a pay-per-view quality match that they put on TV. I thought that was just fantastic. 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. We have Rashawn. Rashawn, what's up, brother? We haven't talked to you all this year yet.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. How y'all been?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. First of all, did y'all invoke Buff Bagwell earlier today? Like, when's the last time you mentioned his name on the show?
It was his birthday. It was his birthday today, so I had to send out the Stuff's shout-out. So
he's actually still an active wrestler in some independent down in Georgia, South Carolina, Alabama area.
Sure, he lives near Atlanta, I think so. He probably, I figure, you know, it's some good money.
Wrestling in the ring when he's not in between the sheets?
Yeah, in between the sheets with the Gigolos on Showtime.
But I only got a couple things to say, guys. Number one, I know most of you guys are big John Jones fans.
Yeah,
so I am not. I never really have been, but I will say, like, you know, as a human, I hope he gets the help he needs. But as a professional, I think Dana White is handling the situation completely wrong. There's too many people that look up to him and aspire to be like him. And, you know, when guys pop hot for weed, you know, not that long ago, he was throwing them completely under the bus because they weren't in Dana's favor. Now this guy's a big money maker and he's basically not doing anything towards it.
Well, you know, I will say one thing. He had a clean test before his fight. Okay. This was a test a month before his fight and the metabolites that come from what he was doing do not show up as a performance enhancing drug. That's what they're testing for. It's going to change the whole drug testing policy of the UFC without a doubt.
It was a mistaken test. Like, they shouldn't have tested for street drugs. I mean, I guess we can't really say what it is on the radio, but yeah, he tested positive for street drugs. And like I said, you know, when the other guys tested for the now legal street drugs, you know, they threw him under the bus. And he's not even doing anything. I mean, I think at minimum, you know, this is the way I feel. If he's a true champion, they strip the belt. He gets out of rehab. He works his way back up. If he's a true champion, he can do that. He doesn't hold on to it while he's going on through all this stuff. He's not going to pull a Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I feel bad for him. I mean, he's from our town, so that's why we really like him. I know a lot of people don't like him because he's cocky, and he's that good. He's that damn good. But that's a lifestyle problem. I mean, obviously, you know, I think that people have alluded to him having issues with this before. Only reason I say that is because Chael Sonnen, when he fought him a couple of years ago, Chael Sonnen, he says, I'm not going to tell you what Jones's problem is, but he had a picture of him drinking a Coke at the weigh-ins, and he's like, and he just put that picture of him drinking a Coke, so of Chael Sonnen doing it. So I think this wasn't new to a lot of people, in the inner circle there, but, you know, it's a problem, and, he has to, you know, it's a life problem. So maybe he should be stripped. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, because he's got 6 more months before he's going to need to fight again anyways, because, but they all knew about it before the fight. So
example of that is setting towards, you know, aspiring fighters and current roster fighters. I mean, like I said, hey, look, if Dana likes you and you're a good draw, we can do whatever you want, basically.
Yeah, and they knew about it before the fight. You know, they all knew about it. So it's like, it's not, you know, they're gonna get looked down upon because of this. And I think they're gonna have to do something. I just don't know. I don't know how long. Maybe wait till he comes out of rehab before they make any announcement.
The problem is too, let's face it, in the division he's in, even if you strip him, whoever gets the belt is strictly a paper champion, a lame duck champion. They're holding onto that, keeping it warm until he's back.
And that's like that in the heavyweight division right now too. So there's a lot. Yeah, that happens a lot, unfortunately, in UFC. But yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm up in the air about it. I feel bad about John Jones. I mean, he's a great fighter. He did, you know, it's just that people do recreational drugs and, it's against the law. You know, there's no place in America where what he was doing is legal. You know, I mean, there's some places where, like in Colorado, where if you smoke weed, you can get away with it, but not, you can't do that. Not what he was doing. So.
Exactly, and Dana even tried to make that comparison. He was like, "Oh, when the guys popped pot for marijuana, not that long ago, they, you know, it was becoming illegal, but it wasn't legal, so they wanted to make a hard stance on it. Nowhere in this country is coke legal, so it's a comparison of freaking apples, oranges, and doorknobs, as far as I'm concerned."
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm sad about it because I mean, he's you know, our local guy. He's my favorite fighter. Him and Roy Nelson. Yes, two different guys. You're definitely looking
very different guys.
But you know, I'm just, you know, the thing is that, you know, he probably knew that going into the fight that this was going to happen after it too. So you had to know that this is all orchestrated. A lot of people are thinking it's a smokescreen too, but I don't know. I'm not going to make any opinions on it. I just hope he gets better and I hope he comes back and fights and I hope it doesn't affect him. And, you know, he sounded real down with that statement that came out about, you know, apologizing to his wife or his fiance and his kids and stuff. So, and his family and his fans, especially his fans. So he's got some damage control to do when he gets out too.
Yeah. Now back to wrestling.
Yeah. So let's talk about pro wrestling. I know you're a big TNA Impact fan. Is there by any chance going to bring that up about the debut this past Wednesday?
I actually have missed this one recently because of my work schedule. So, no, unfortunately not. I just got to bring up another annoyance that I hope a WWE representative is listening to.
Hopefully. Go ahead.
The angle that they used to get rid of Daniel Bryan out of the championship, he wouldn't be able to compete for injury for more than 30 days.
Yeah.
Same.
No, you're talking about Brock Lesnar now, right?
Exactly. When was the last time he even competed? That was at the pay-per-view. Pay-per-view.
Yeah, he has.
It's been almost 3 months since he's actually competed. Not even for a title. Just competed.
He's been on TV, but, you know, you can't count that as a competition, I guess. But
you don't.
Yeah, he hasn't fought. He hasn't. I think since the pay-per-view, second time he beat Cena, I believe. Was it is that the last time he? Yeah, that was. Man, we're talking like what, September?
Yeah,
it's almost three or 4 months now.
Holy cow! Yeah. Well, listen, if the Ortiz was here, he would be like, you know, patting you on the back, and, you know, going along. And I am too, actually. I don't like this layoff of the championship.
I'm just saying, like, they basically sit the belt on, and like I said, they want, hey, we're going to enforce this move now. but now we want you to forget completely about this rule because we want to keep the belt on Lesnar for some reason. You know, we think you sell tickets, but he's never going to be at an event.
Just remember,
you go buy a ticket and hope that he's going to show up. That's what it is, right?
Just remember, this is entertainment, okay? And they change the rules all the time.
It is, but then here's another problem with the whole angle. I mean, for a while, everybody has been under the assumption that Lesnar would hold the title until WrestleMania when he dropped it to Reigns. And it would be a big boost to Reigns because nobody has been able to take the title off of Brock. Well, that illusion is gone when he's only fought two times, and the only times he's fought have been against John Cena.
And honestly, he didn't even, I mean, yeah, he had dominating finishes of the matches, but throughout the matches, he did not look that dominating.
No,
because he's not a professional
wrestler.
I've
never said John Cena could actually sell, but good God, John Cena actually sold to him a lot unless they were just doing a stiff match.
I think John Cena's at the point in his career where he doesn't need to have a title. And, I mean, obviously, even though he's going into this pay-per-view in 2 weeks coming up in a title match, does he win it? I doubt it. But he doesn't need that. So, you know, but what he does need a good storyline. And, obviously, with the return of the Authority, they're right there. It's already written what's going to happen at WrestleMania with John Cena.
And kudos to WWE for as much as we were bashing them last week by saying how predictable the next couple weeks looked. They changed it all around on Monday night just by putting Rollins in the title match, you know, the Authority coming back, eliminating some people.
Yeah.
I mean, and I feel like Reigns isn't... I mean, yeah, again, it seems like they're pushing Reigns, but he's just not... They're not booking him in that monster, unstoppable kind of way right now.
No.
I don't know. I mean, as much as we want to think we know what they're going to do.
But, you know, the original plan for Reigns was to have a series with a Big Show before he won the title, okay? And that's obviously where we are right now. I hope it changes. I mean, with Daniel Bryan making his return to TV next Thursday, because SmackDown starts on Thursday starting next week. Daniel Bryan will be making his first match back on that, as well as Jerry Lawler being taken off Monday Night Raw and being put only on SmackDown now. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good moves, and like I said, there's still plenty of time to build up, but I mean, it's good to see that you know there's going to be a couple here, your couple surprise entrants are going to be some of the big marquee names from NXT. I mean, let's face it, we know Adrian Neville, Sami Zayn, they're both going to be in the Royal Rumble this year, whether they announce it or not. Because you know,
so
there's time for them to be on the main roster.
They'll probably be one of the first couple of guys out. Maybe get a few established guys and then bring them out, let them work for a while in front of the people, you know.
And I'd rather have some NXT talent in there as opposed to El Torito.
Yeah. Remember last year, CM Punk, his last match?
Having to sell.
Sell like crazy for that guy. You know what? Thanks for calling, dude, man. We got to run to break, okay?
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks. Please call back. We got to definitely watch the new Impact, and we'll talk about that. Actually, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. We got to go to break right now. Got the lines are loaded. We got a lot of people who want to talk wrestling. So if you want
to
get
talking to us, Cash,
222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. Give us a call. There is a line open. If not, you can text us, and we'll be back after these most important messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You can expect a man faster than the speed and bullet. Bam! A man who can leap over a tall building in a single bound. A man so powerful, more powerful than a locomotive. What the Big Show can expect? The Big Show can expect me. Believe that.
Well, we've come to our decision, and instead of suspending you, Dolph, Ryback, Rowan, you're all fired!
Hey, this is Taz, the human suplex machine from You're Listening to the Pain Clinic. Beat me if you can, survive if I let you.
Hey, Cougar Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Saturday, big-time college basketball plays here. It's North Carolina and Louisville. Coverage begins at 1:45 Saturday on the one and only Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
Hi, this is Bobby Roode, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole. Everybody else is floating in the hot tub of love.
Yeah,
as
I just
say.
Got a text. Supposedly. The Mark just woke up.
Oh, you know what? It was that happy hour he played out last night.
No excuses. That's from 6 to 8. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Well, he can come late if he wants. I mean, he's more than welcome if he can get in here. He's got to show ID, though. All right. Welcome.
Strip search, cavity search.
Yeah, cavity search as you come in. But welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole. Everybody else, is, and besides Mark, is in the hot tub of love. Mark, of course, is on his way. I want to let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire. At Culver, lots of crazy stuff. Before we go back to the phones, I know this is probably going to cause some grief, but I enjoyed TNA's Impact's debut on Destination America this past week. Our good friend JB got his head shaved partially. Can't wait to see what he looks like with the chrome dome going. He apparently took the rest of it off, and I guess we'll see that on their debut show this Friday is their debut show. That's when they'll be on Destination America, 9 to 11 Fridays. I'm looking forward to it. You know?
I think Flash could rock that look.
I think he could too. We'll see what he looks like with no hair. But I was going to text him and send my condolences. But you know, he got killed by Tyrus. You know, it was bad. But it was a fun show. That you know, I am not a big fan of EC3 though. I am sorry. He seemed to have like too many promos on that show. But and he also got to shave Jeremy's head. So, that's, you know, you have to give and take with it. But it was nice to see and also the lot of turns and stuff. We'll talk about it. Maybe if people want to talk about it. But we got the phone. I swear, the phones are lit up. We got Joe Coop. Man, what's up, Joe Coop?
Hey, Richie, Danny. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, two comments. First, on the Brock Lesnar thing, the answer is Jack Tunney. Bring him back. I know he's passed.
Yeah, start digging, bro.
Us, but that's what we need.
You got to start digging, man.
Second comment, the Ascension, you know, Monday night with the Road Warrior comment was all over Twitter, everywhere else. SmackDown, they brought it up again last night. The guys can't wrestle. I don't think they've got in-ring skills. They got to polish up. But I'm personally not offended because, you know what, they're just naming legends. And it's almost a reference to the younger crowd that doesn't quite know who the Warriors are, who the Valiant Brothers are, who the Warlord is, and I didn't find a problem with it.
Who, Demolition? You know, the thing that killed me is Lance Storm was online and shot the TV off because he felt that with a person who's passed away they're making fun of, he didn't feel it was in good taste. Okay, I understand that, but you know the thing too is if you're pushing, you know, people like Lance Storm away, you're pushing the old school fan away because they do remember the Road Warriors. And of course, that's what everyone's been saying since these guys showed up is they're a softer Road Warriors. And I know I've said that before and they're probably going to get hit by one of them if they ever see me or hear that. But I think they're a softer looking Road Warriors.
Soft.
Yeah, the Road Warriors came out and ended a match in 35 seconds. These guys, you know, I haven't seen them do things like that yet. And of course, it's different philosophy between now and then.
But it is like a flashback to the 80s. I mean, you have them cutting their 80s promos with the 80s look. When's the last time we had wrestlers come in and face jobbers?
Yeah,
when's the
true.
Last time we had jobbers on TV?
I know, giving guys jobs. It's nice. You know, giving guys, local guys, jobs to come in and lose. I love it.
I mean, that is the best part. Last night's SmackDown was intense. So they introduced the Ascension first. They went back to the ring announcer. They went back to the announce table. All of a sudden, there's two jabronis in there.
Yeah.
They got themselves whooped.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it was a JBL or someone said, who are these guys, two car mechanics? And then they said something else. And they cracked me up describing those two jabronis.
Oh, well, you know, after that promo, did you hear what the announcer said? Apparently, they couldn't carry the Road Warriors bags, you know?
And yeah, that's what was the Raw comment, that not on SmackDown, but
yeah,
they couldn't, but their paint is awful. But I love that they are taking on jabronis and just whipping them corner to corner, face to face.
Yeah, and that's how you build it up. You win, but they got to be quicker matches, I think. And they don't have the fans either way. Every time I've seen them wrestle, they're not booing nor they're cheering. You know,
they got to work on the mic skills.
Yeah, they need to get that going. I know sometimes it doesn't happen overnight. You know, I mean, look at Bray Wyatt had it built in because before he ever took one step on the stage, they were booing him because of those promos. You know, the 3 months or 4 months of promos before they showed up. So. Yeah, I think that they need some work, and let them work it out in SmackDown. Let them work on whatever the TV shows are. Let them keep working it out.
Yep, I agree. Hey, last comment. You're Bray Wyatt. What a great ambulance match. You guys are right.
That was pay-per-view quality.
Fabulous finish.
I couldn't believe that they put him over clean. Obviously, there's some big things for Bray Wyatt ahead. It may be the Undertaker, as I'm hearing. So, at WrestleMania. So we'll see. But, that was clean finishing. Oh, especially, does Dean Ambrose lose anything by losing that match like that?
Absolutely not. It just shows two great guys building character.
I love that Bray Wyatt. Actually, the promos finally were, the promos of building up this match were finally something that, he didn't have to, be the loser in the match to, so his confidence and everything. I think it really built his character a lot. I really liked what they did.
All right, guys. Love the show. Be good, baby.
Yeah, you take it easy, bro. We got, the newly manhooded Jordan from Naples. Jordan, how's it going, sir?
How are you?
Doing great.
I'm good. I just want to let you guys know it's pretty cool that they put Seth Rollins in that match against John Cena and Brock Lesnar for the Royal Rumble event. What do you guys think is going to win that match?
I think Brock Lesnar's going to win.
You think so?
I think Cena wins, Lesnar flips, destroys Cena, Rollins cashes.
So Rollins gets the main event at WrestleMania.
Rollins Reigns, I'd take that.
I'd take Rollins Reigns.
I'd take Rollins Bryan.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
It'd be amazing.
You'd take Bryan Lesnar. No. But Bryan and anybody.
Yeah.
I think that maybe WWE's eyes are being opened a little bit with the Daniel Bryan coming back, and maybe nothing's set in stone. It's still on the path to have Reigns go to the main event.
But they're following the same exact path that they did last year, and look at how that worked.
Yeah, they had to insert Daniel Bryan into
it. I'm sorry, if Reigns wins the Royal Rumble in Philadelphia, it's going to be a repeat of last year's Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
WWE, right. Do yourself a favor. Go back and watch the last 5 minutes of last year's Royal Rumble and learn from your mistakes.
Boo, Rey Mysterio, boo.
Yeah.
No Daniel Bryan, boo.
Yeah,
they're not gonna make that mistake. Hopefully they don't. But you know what? They did pull out pretty cleanly at the end of it, and the end justified the means eventually. With Daniel Bryan winning the title at WrestleMania, but
that wasn't their original plan.
No, because CM Punk was involved in it too, supposedly. So he may have been in the position that Daniel Bryan did.
TNA's debut on Destination America, it was great.
Yeah, I think they did. The weird thing is that they had this pre-tape thing in the very beginning where the guys were fighting on a subway bus,
yep.
And then they were fighting into the arena, and the show started with guys brawling all over the arena.
Yeah,
cool. I've seen that before someplace. I just can't remember where it was. But there's guys all over this arena fighting. They all come through the doors, and it was all pre-taped, and then all of a sudden, it's like at one point, it went live into the... It was pretty cool, though. And then Kurt Angle came out and like laid the law down at that point. But it was interesting. And they did a lot of backstage stuff, like sneaky camera stuff, where you have cameras sitting looking through behind ladders and sets and stuff, trying to get, the guys getting prepared for matches and things. It was interesting. I definitely think they did a good job. I just don't like EC3. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't like EC3 either. He's kind of just...
I would not base my company on him. That's what I'm just saying. I would not be able to do what they did in this first show. He would not be the guy.
Kurt Angle resigned as the director of operations. He's back to in-ring competition. What do you guys think is going to be, what do you guys think is going to take over, like, the day-to-day operations of Impact Wrestling?
I don't know. It was a nice title written on a piece of paper and online, but I don't think he really was doing that much, to be honest with you. He was kind of going through an injury, and they needed to use him because he could speak on TV still, so they just kept him around. Someone will. Probably Dixie Carr will be back. Who knows? I mean, I know she doesn't want to be back, but, she was kind of important leading up to the point where we are now as a character on TV. So who knows? I don't want her back, though.
Bully Ray, Hasn't been around in the past like month or so. Where's he gone? Do you know?
Well, his contract lapsed, and so he has no contract with anybody. I think he'll be back with TNA eventually.
Gotcha.
I think he made everything, you know, of significance in his singles career.
Yeah, what a great match on Impact as well with the Bobby Lashley and Bobby Roode this past week for the World Heavyweight Championship.
It was great. You know, those guys put on a great match, and I didn't like Roode winning it to end their time on Spike TV, but I like it now. That I think Bobby Lashley is, you know, he was the chosen one in WWE at one time. You know, he was the guy,
yep.
That, you know, that they shaved Vince McMahon's head at WrestleMania. You know,
that was something. Yeah,
people forget that. So,
and Eric Young turned on Bobby Roode. I'm pretty sure they're gonna set it up for multiple matches between them in the next couple months.
It was more than just him. It was a bunch of guys all turned.
Yeah, Samoa Joe and Low Ki actually already was competed in a match against Austin Aries for the X Division title. So yeah. That was kind of cool seeing Aries beat Low Ki for the title.
Well, you're going to love the shows the next few weeks, man, Jordan. These shows are going to, because they've taped them all, most of them, and I haven't really gone and read them except for some of the significant things that happened, but you will definitely enjoy these shows. So don't forget next Friday night, 9 o'clock on spot. Almost said it. Destination America. Thanks for calling, bro.
Oh, and also, Mike Tenay has his own show, I guess, on Destination America starting next Saturday.
Yeah,
I cannot wait to see that.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that because it's on the same time we are. So.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, but who knows? Wow. I'll DVR it still. Thanks for calling, bro.
Hey, you know what? You guys are great. Thanks for having me on again, and I'll call back maybe next week or so.
You're more than welcome to, sir. We'll talk to you later. All right.
Bye, Jordan.
Man, the lines are still lit up. We got Dave from
It's
Henrietta.
Great hearing people grow up on the show.
Yeah, I know. Like the artiste, he grew up on the show. You there, Dave?
I grew up on the show, too. No, not really.
Hey, Dave.
Who is Cena supposed to be fighting at WrestleMania?
That's a big question mark right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the way it seems like it's playing out is you're going to have... I don't know.
Well, it's going to be Sting and Triple H.
Sting and Triple H.
It's going to be Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker. It's going to be...
Brock and either Reigns or Bryan.
Yeah, in the main event.
I don't know who that leaves Cena with.
Cena, yeah, someone's... Maybe the Big Show? I don't know. I hope not.
You think Cena teams with Sting? Or is it going to be one-on-one?
It could be.
That may be the way to carry that match.
I think that would be it. You have a tag team in Triple H, and I don't know who's with... Maybe Kane? Against Sting. I like that. I don't mind because you get the superstars in the match, and, you know, it's a storyline finisher. So, you know, it'll be eventually the end of the Authority. Who knows? Maybe Vince will be pulled in somehow, too. You never know. But, yeah, I'd love to see that makes sense. You'd have a tag team with Sting and John Cena against Triple H and somebody. But I haven't heard anything definitive yet, so...
And I really think that they put Rollins in to at least tease the turn or at least tease the cash in. So, I mean, I think more people are going to be like, you know, checking out the Royal Rumble now because of that tease. So they've done really well for themselves.
Oh, yeah. And they're adding names every time we blink our eyes. So believe me, all the major characters are going to be in there.
And they've been subtly playing at stuff, too, because remember now, for the past couple weeks, we've seen some interactions with Rollins and Heyman.
Yeah.
And then when the Authority comes back, Heyman and Lesnar are there.
I mean, we got last night in SmackDown, we got Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose teaming up. So... Which I actually like. I'd love to see those guys. I would not have a problem at all if they went for a tag team title or something, you know?
And the whole announcer thing, like, what did Jerry Lawler do? I don't really like Jerry Lawler. I just don't get, like, how he goes from, you know, diverticulitis to, you know, SmackDown. But, I mean, Booker T is no great shakes either. The thing I was wondering is if Booker T doesn't work out, if Lesnar goes away, can we have Paul Heyman on Raw with JBL?
Oh, I hope not. I mean, I love Paul Heyman, but I mean, he's a character right now that's more.
That would be a waste.
Yeah, they would be. His character is more important doing what he's doing now than to turn into. He did announce a pretty good job announcing when he replaced Jim Ross a couple of years ago, if you remember that.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he did a great job, but I don't. I would hope not. There's got to be someone else.
Well, the story with Lawler is that they've wanted him off of Raw for a while now. And then after his heart attack incident, he got this brand new rush of support, so they really didn't feel like they could pull him. And now with this going on, they're using this as their opportunity to switch some things.
It's not a bad thing. He's still going to be on. He'll be with Byron Saxton and Cole on SmackDown from now on. And he's still going to be calling all the pay-per-views with JBL and Cole. So I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't think it's a bad thing either, but I'm just wondering about him.
I know.
But,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
but I don't think Booker C was timid when on Monday Night Raw. I mean, he was like,
He got thrown into it, dude. It's like he was thrown into it, and then he must have signed a contract after that. But Booker T's pretty good. I mean, if you sit back and give him some time to warm up, he'll do great. And I think all the guys, you know, whenever you put them together, it takes a while for them to flow.
I was going to say, it takes a while for them to build a little chemistry, so give it some time. I think it'll be, I mean, with all due respect to Jerry Lawler, I'm glad I will not have to listen to him on Monday nights anymore.
Puppies!
He has not brought anything to the table in a considerable amount of time, so I think a change will be good.
Since at least Clinton was president.
pretty much.
For Daniel Bryan, I think they're following the same... I think they're running parallel tracks with him and Reigns. You know, how much Reigns is going to get over for talking on the mic versus how much Bryan's going to stay healthy. So you have two options, basically, to do... Up until, you know, okay, the Royal Rumble will determine one thing, but, you know, if Bryan can stay healthy and if, you know, Reigns doesn't sound as good on the mic, then they have option A or option B.
Well, you know, Daniel Bryan has never had an injury that took him out of wrestling in his whole career until this past year. So it's not like this guy's injury prone. It's just something that happened. Right. It's something that happened from wear and tear, and they fixed it. You know, I mean, so I would go with blind faith and just let him. You know, the thing is he still has the crowd. You see when he comes out, he's got the. I think Reigns wishes he had that power, and I think that the people in that are in control of everything do see that he still has that power over the crowd.
Right.
You know, as long as his wife's not with him, okay. But that's another story altogether.
Yeah. Daniel Bryan is absolutely comfortable in that position, having all eyes and the spotlight on him. Whereas it's still so new to Reigns, he doesn't know how to handle it at times, and it feels forced because you know they're feeding him his lines, you know, working on him with his promos.
Told you
not natural.
They're reading
None of it
Superman.
Is natural.
He read his Superman comics last week before they wrote that promo,
and he doesn't know what a bullet sounds like.
Yeah,
prang.
We're a little critical of him. I don't want to see him throw. I don't want to see a guy be deemed the chosen one and then forced in.
Right. I mean, if I have nothing against guys that actually earn the spot, but when you're force fed somebody, I mean, this is Reigns is going to be John Cena 2.0.
Yeah. Right.
It seems like that's where it's going.
Well, did you see he went to the crowd when he thought he said something good? Like he thought he cut like a good promo when he was talking to Rollins, and he like went to the crowd like, "Hey, I can do this, all right."
You know what? The other thing, too, is I don't think he's got a strong voice on microphone. I mean, that's why they do all the backstage stuff with him, because it's quiet back there. Because he does, I don't think he can go out there and he can play the crowd like Daniel Bryan can.
No.
I definitely know he can't. So it's like, I just, you know what the thing is, but, you know, we'll be Bryan fans forever, and we can say this forever, and we're probably wrong, and they probably will go with Reigns and do everything. But just, you know, as fans, we know what's working and what isn't, you know?
Right.
That's the thing. Did you hear the Steve Austin, Vince McMahon interview that he did back, back last year after he had that special one on the WWE Network? If you listen to it, Steve Austin said to Vince McMahon, how do you gauge who gets pushed and who doesn't? And he goes, I know. I will listen to the crowd. And it's like,
No.
He said that. He said he listens to the crowd. I listen to the crowd, too. And I get a different feeling for what's going on. So if he really listens to the crowd, then we're going to see what we like at the end of, you know, up to WrestleMania.
I was going to say, if he listens to the crowd right now, then your main event should involve guys like Dolph Ziggler.
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. And they have no plans for these guys in the main event. They have to write this 6 months in advance, and there's no plans for those guys. So, anything else, Dave?
Yeah, lastly, I'm not a big MMA fan, but, I mean, I am hoping that it gets done in New York sometime soon. But I think this John Bones Jones thing kind of, like, set that back because, I mean, here he could have been, like, he could have been the model for New York State. He could have been the guy really pushing for
legalization,
you know, to let MMA into New York State. And now UFC just doesn't seem to have the credibility. Like, for those who are opposed to it in New York State, like, Well, now, hey, one of your champions tested positive for cocaine, and you're not even stripping or doing anything about him. What does that say to, you know, the people who are following it? And it's just not something we want to be a part of. So well, I think his actions actually hurt his sport here more than anything else.
You're right. And there's a fine line between, you know, punishing somebody and supporting somebody. And right now I think Dana White rather have this guy who's probably the best fighter he's ever had straighten his life out and come back and do what he does best. You know, I don't know. You know what? It's hard. I'm not put in that position. I don't know what I would do if I was put in that position either. You know, what do you do with the guy who draws you the most money? I mean, we saw from the bar where we were last Saturday night that place, you couldn't fit another person in the bar. It was that packed. So, you know, I mean, he obviously is a draw. You're right. And it's like, you know, it's a tough decision. You know, I mean, obviously he'll be punished. He'll probably have some sort of financial numbers punished, you know, money will be taken away from him. Something will be, you know, done to restrict things about him. He'll probably get tested every time he turns his head for the rest of his life. But, I mean, that's what happens when you test positive. So I don't know what I would do if I ran the company. So it's just, you're right, it does leave kind of a black eye on UFC. Not to be, you know, bad, that's a bad joke, bad pun, but, you know, but yeah, Dave, I don't know. You know, it's a good thought-provoking statement there, sir.
All right. Take care, guys.
You too, man. We got to go to break. We still got calls coming in. Paul from Rochester will be with you in just another minute or so. And, you know, wow, we have talked a lot today so far. We really haven't touched much news, though. We'll try to squeeze some of that in before we get out of here. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The history of WWE, there have been many so-called dominant tag teams, just like Axe and Smash of Demolition. We'll destroy Demolition! Or there's the Road Warrior. We'll throw them right off the road!
Hey, yo, Vic, what's the old saying?
Oh, what a rush!
More like, oh, what a joke.
We are the Ascension.
Welcome to the Wasteland.
The Rochester Lancers are home Saturday, January 10th at 1 p.m. at the BCA. It's Scout Night, sponsored by Gander Mountain. 1,000 fans receive a free window decal. 5-4 tickets get free food. The Lancers home Saturday, January 10th, 1 p.m. 872-KICK-OurLancers.com. Feel the kick, baby!
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing-tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Crouch pulls up for the three. It's good! Sharks win! Sharks win!
Rochester Razor Sharks take on the Philadelphia Flight this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Come cheer on your Razor Sharks as they battle Philadelphia. Don't miss the excitement this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Hey, you, put that coffee down. Break's over. Your mornings are meant for Fox Sports Daybreak. Heard here every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m.
Coffee's for closers only.
Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Hey, this is Eric Young from TNA, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Call, and thank you so much for calling, guys. We appreciate it. It's been a fun morning getting people's opinions. Uh-oh, don't leave that up. All right, we got Paul from Rochester joining us. Paul, how's it going today, sir?
Hey, how you doing, buddy? I just got three things to say.
Okay.
I'd like to see MVP become world champion TNA. I would like to see Daniel Bryan versus John Cena, WrestleMania.
Okay.
Or Randy Orton, John Cena, finally one-on-one. Or maybe a triple threat, Daniel Bryan, Randy Orton,
serious.
John Cena. Third thing, or maybe fourth, who's going to save Ryback, Ziggler, and Rollins?
Who's going to save
their careers?
I think it's going to be resolved at the Royal Rumble. I believe they're all going to be involved in the Royal Rumble. Not sure how they're going to get to it. John Cena, obviously, the way he got beat up on Monday night, he obviously is going to do something to retaliate this week coming up, I can assume. And maybe he'll get them into a position where they have to bring him back, you know, much like he was in a position where he had to bring them back. So, you know, I'm guessing. That's my guess.
That sounds good to me. How about MVP TNA? Switch it up a little.
I would love to see MVP. Obviously, they were setting something up with him and Bobby Lashley before they left Spike TV. So I would love to see Bobby Lashley and MVP. I'd love to see MVP get the belt. Then maybe.
Definitely.
Okay, thanks for calling, brother.
Not a problem.
All right. But I think that would lead to maybe possibly Kurt Angle holding the title again there. With, you know, and it's never bad to put a title on Kurt Angle. That is for sure. But. Oh man, this has been a crazy morning, and unfortunately I got a little bit behind in my commercial break, so we're gonna take a real quick one right here before we end the show. You can still get in, 222-1280, *1280. Uh-oh.
Incoming.
Yeah, all this old music I've been playing today, it's great. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
It's the huge talk event going on right now at Fusello Hyundai on West Ridge Road in Greece. Tom Park along with Robert Rosario. Robert, talk is cheap. Your prices, I think, are even cheaper.
Absolutely. Move inventory out is what we're talking about. You can purchase certified pre-owned, and before you purchase that vehicle, we go over a 150-point check. You get the balance of the 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, roadside assistance, and even XM radio.
At a very affordable price. You can buy with confidence, and you can drive with peace of mind. And if you need help with the financing, we make that easy as well.
Just go on to billycredit.com, fill out a few lines, and you'll be on your way to credit.
We have over 30 different lenders here at Fusello Hyundai on West Ridge Road in Greece, and the chances are great. No matter what your credit history may be, we can find the terms for you. We don't judge your past. We credit your future at BillyCredit.com. See for yourself this month of January during the Huge Talk event. Fusello Hyundai, 7 days a week. It is
huge.
Crouch pulls up for the three. It's good! Sharks win! Sharks win!
Rochester Razor Sharks take on the Philadelphia Flight this Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Come cheer on your Razor Sharks as they battle Philadelphia.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the Cash Man. I am here with DC Dan Cole, and that's all you need to know. We're talking pro wrestling. Also, you know whose music this is?
Who used this? Did Victoria use this?
Yeah, you're right. Victoria, yeah. Pulling back all these old music, but... Folks, you can buy your tickets now for for WWE Raw live event here in Rochester, March 6th. It's a Friday night. Tickets are on sale now. Go to Ticketmaster, go to the box office. There are great seats available, and they just went on sale today. So you can get some real prime seats, get close, see these guys. A lot of fun. Promise you'll have a great time, or you can win them here on the show as we get closer. Also tonight, there's a UPW show at the Eagles Club, 1200 Buffalo Road. That's right, UPW Wrestle Bowl 2015. It starts at 5:30 today at the Eagles Club. Definitely check it out. You want to see the best in local pro wrestling here? You can definitely check that out tonight. It's on 1200 Buffalo Road, the Eagles Club. You can see UPW's Wrestle Bowl 2015. And there's another. Did you see the FWE mentioned? There's a company called Family Wrestling Entertainment that's coming to the Main Street Armory.
Yes.
Yes. Do you remember who was on the? I believe Oh, what are they called? The brothers, the tag team brothers, are going to be there. I cannot remember them. Not the Hardys, but the they've been on 2CW shows and everything. Jackson? No, I can't remember what their name was. But nevertheless, if I could pull it up real quick on a computer, there's going to be a show in April. FWE, they're a pretty big company out of Long Island, I believe, and they're coming to Rochester in April. And they will be here. I'm looking forward to it. Actually, it's different kind of guys they bring in. But I believe Maria Kanellis is their women's champ. You definitely got to check it out. I cannot remember. What the heck were those guys? Those two little kids do the super kick party.
Young Bucks?
Yeah, the Young Bucks are going to be there. They're on the poster. You know, we've got that coming. We got lots of stuff coming. Some news we might not have gotten to. Impact had a national rating of 0.2 and drew 263,000 viewers. Destination America is pretty confident that when they go to Friday and there'll be no more Raw on Friday or SmackDown on Friday, that people will find them. We'll see how that goes. It's going to take a while to build it up on a new station.
However, though, already promising because of the size of the network they're actually on, They reached more than 50% of the people that have that network.
Really?
So that's
I didn't say they actually are the highest drawing show on that.
So
network.
They're already big fans of the network.
Yeah. So that's very cool. That there's some news that maybe Randy Savage will be going into the Hall of Fame this year. Definitely hope that happens. Don't forget that Impact shifts next week to Friday at 9 o'clock on Destination America, as well as WWE SmackDown starts Thursday this week coming up. Which it's going to be kind of weird having it back on Thursday, because it was originally on Thursday, if you remember. Do you remember when it was on Thursdays originally?
It was way a while back.
It was a while ago, you know. But I'm trying to think if we have any other news here. Let's see. Randy Orton's scheduled to return at January 17th. He came back from making a movie, from being injured, He had to have some sort of surgery for a deviated septum. So that's basically they break your nose and refix it. So he'll be back in a couple weeks. And we didn't even theorize on where he's going to be at WrestleMania. Who knows? I don't know. It's a good question. I guess that will be played out soon. But thank you for listening. Thank you, Danny, for making it. Thanks, guys, for not being here. It allows us to talk more us and less them.
Great show.
All right. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening. Check us out online, Pain_Clinic on Twitter, as well as the Pain Clinic on Facebook. We're out of here.